Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 1st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Workers' Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Workers' Day.
Workers in Zimbabwe today joined the rest of the world in commemorating Workers' Day amid growing concern over their welfare as the economy continues on its downward spiral. According to a report of the Labour and Economic Development Research of Zimbabwe, the majority of employees outside the public sector are toiling for months on end without pay while their bosses are living large as the gap between the have and have-nots continues to widen in Zimbabwe.
May Day has its origins in America. Hundreds of thousands of workers went on strike on May 1st, 1886 in an effort to win 8-hour work days. Police cracked down on the strikers and someone threw a bomb at officers during a protest several days later in Chicago's Haymarket Square. Authorities fired on the crowd and arrested hundreds of people. The government wound up blaming anarchists for the violence and executed four of them. In the late 19th century, socialists, communists, and trade unionists chose May 1st to become International Workers' Day.
What do you think about Workers' Day? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Luganda bafuna ukuthuma ke kodwa manje nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Tikumbule ukuthi sikhuluma ke ngelanga lezisebenzi. Siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi bezimbabwe sibilwa ngazani bathwele nzima kodwa ke lilanga lenu. Sifisa ukuthi likhulume lifone kona manje siyalifola khona ngapho lapha elikhona. Kunjalo futhi.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tutauti tige chitarisa nezwe zuwa reva shandi. Zimbabwe yabatana ni dzimunyika kucherechedza zuwa iri. Uye kucherechedza kwe zuwa iri kwa katanga muno mu Amerika. Kubva kumakore kuma 1886 uko vashandi vakatanga kubatana vachi rwira kodzero dzavo kunyanya. Nyaya kuti vasa shandi muskwere wese vamwaito senza kana kuti maawa gumi ne makumi matana tukana kuti 16 hours. Vamwe vachito darika asi vakatanga kurwira kodzero dzavo vashandi vachito vada kusenza maawa masere kana kuti ma 8 hours. Yanga iri hondo chaiyo Gibbs. Nasi Zimbabwe yanga ichibatana nevashandi pasi rose.
Yee, unjalo njobu Blessing akuluma. Linga kuti kuti siya live streamer kuna manje ku VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona na ku VOA Ndebele. So kenya pila njalo siya live streamer ke kuna manje nkuluma VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele na ku VOA Shona. Ya kwanisa kuti kumbe ngiti ya enelisa kuti posele konke lufuna kukhuluma ngako kuna po ke kuma Facebook yetu. Ye, as crewmen sibone singakwenza ke lamhlanje. Ye, kukanya soko lomuntu kwa lapumbani.
I think we have the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, that is Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you. Good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Moyo, thank you for actually joining us and there's blessing saying, you know, we really welcome you. So at the end of the day, tell us a bit of about you know what happened today to commemorate Workers' Day.
It was a hectic day for some of us today in Zimbabwe, especially the CTU representing organized labor. We had activities lined up, 16 across the country. And when we always gather, commemorate this day, we we always reflect on the journeys we have traveled over the years, the journeys we have traveled over a year, because we do this every year. So we reflect the struggles. These struggles include the achievements we have made over a year or so, and the challenges we are going through now. Mm-hmm. It's a time for us to look back and recall what has happened, and also talk about those we have paid through their lives, their sweats, mm-hmm. To make us what we are today as the workers.
Mm-hmm. But some Mr. Moyo are saying the day should be aptly called Vendors Day, because many workers are now in the informal sector. What would be your response to that?
Vendors are workers. Vendors describe the operational place, but they remain the workers. So I don't think that we should merely call people Driver's Day, because everyone is now a driver. Mm-hmm. It remains a workers' day. The vendors are workers. They are in a different environment. It might be an environment which is very unregulated, harsh conditions there, because, as I indicated, not regulated. Therefore, those people work many hours, and there are no health and safety issues. There are no safety protection there. There are no safety nets, things like pensions. But I think Zimbabweans, workers are still there. They have shifted from formal jobs. They have shifted from formal factories. They have shifted from formal offices. They are now found in the streets. They are still workers. And we should be reflecting what is making them in this environment. It's not a good environment. We don't like everyone to be a vendor. But that's what we are as Zimbabwean workers now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. We also have on the line the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions, Mr. Kenyas Shamyarira. Mr. Shamyarira, good evening.
Good evening, Comrade Kenyas Shamyarira. Good evening. Good
evening. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
So I'll call you Mr. for the sake of you know
the show
of the show. Eh? So normally intended. So Mr. Shamyarira, tell us a bit about workers, you know, in Zimbabwe right now. We see that there are several struggles that are happening. You know, something to do with workers.
Yes, I think the state of the workers in Zimbabwe is in a sorry state. It's actually in quandary, because the response that we are getting from the employers that we work for is not all that pleasing. It's very unpleasant. And it is coupled on the issues to do with the corruption, issues to do with the profiteering through perpetuation of racketeering, the workers' sweat. Mm-hmm. And this is so because we now have a strong force of black and white monopoly capital. Mm-hmm. The white monopoly capital, they are watching from the back, but they've put their front black monopoly capitals who are fleecing and actually making sure that they screw all the space that a worker might gain a living wage or benefit. They'll make sure that it is all coming to them, so that they also benefit as black monopoly and also transfer the remainder to their handlers, who are the white monopoly capital. Uh-huh. So this is so sorry state, it's a quandary. There is no negotiation that is taking place in Zimbabwe. Even though we have got national employment councils in place, even though we have got the tripartite negotiating forum, the TNF, nothing that is tangible that we are able now to pursue as labor centers, let alone as trade unions, that will benefit the workers. because of corruption, greed, and a multifaceted dual-world approach that has been taken by black and white monopoly capital.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Workers' Day, commemorated in Zimbabwe and around the world today. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Japhet Moyo, Secretary General, Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, and Mr. Kenya Siamyarira, who is also the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions. Tombodzoka kwamuri vaMoyo. Vamwe vanoti chimwe chiri kupa kuti kodzero dzenyu dzisaremekedzwe inyaya yekuti hapana kubatana pamasangano evashandi. Chingava chokwadi here?
Hazisi chokwadi. Freedom of association, I think, allows people to form organizations and they belong to these organizations. Saka hapana chakashata kuti vamwe kuve nemafederation mairi. My issues aripo inyaya yekuti mavasa hapana. Kushaika kwemavasa kana kuvhara kwemakambani hazvinei nekuti kune mafederation mairi kana matatu. Inyaya yekuti environment inofanira kuva iripo kuti mabhizimusi aenderere pamberi. Environment yacho ndiyo inenge isina kumira zvakanaka. Kushaika kwemari kumabanks kana kuti vanofanira kuva vachiwana mari vanoita kuti vaexpand mabusinesses kana isingawaniki, that has got nothing to do with two or three federations. So matambudziko evashandi muZimbabwe haanei nechekuita kuti kune mafederation mangani munyika, zvakatisiyanei chaizvo chaizvo. Harisi kutadza kumirira vashandi kuti tive kumatambudziko akadaro, but inyaya yekuti economy yedu haisi kuita zvakanaka.
Okay, more the merrier. Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Moyo, kuna kuoka tukuluma sivili siyakuzwa kutwa. Siyakuzwa kula panya vati, is that CTO? Haisi meli kutle. So, kwezi kuti, bea akholi. Uweskate CTO. Mwana kui is that CTO? Kumbe, ngabata pa, akula malvele lizwen. Kumenja nwa.
Okwa manje, ikuti, we are not producing anything. Imali siyisebenzisayo siyo yethu. Kulani lokuthi siyanegotiate okungakanani. Imali yiyo engatholakaliyo. Singakhangela labo abathengisayo. Impahla zabo abazithengisayo siswela umuntu ozithengayo. Yikho kungatholakali imali ukuthi isisebenzise khole ekupheleni kwenyanga kumbe ekupheleni kwediki kumbe ekupheleni kwelanga. Kuswelakala kwemali akulani lokuthi kule union kumbe akula union. Loba singathi siyamkhama civil employer nxa imali yangkhona ingatholakali, uyabuya ayithola ngapi? Imali kayikho emabhenki, akulani le union lokhu ngokubona kwethu. Ngiyakutsho ekuqaleni ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemali kungaphefomi kwe-economy kulokhu kuyita pane zvekuita nenyaya yeupfumi wenyika. Saka if the economy is not doing well, we are not producing anything, we are not selling anything outside for us to get the money, obviously we are going to run short of cash.
Maybe tiri padambudziko iroro rekushomeka kwemari. Tomboya kwamuri vashamuyarira riri kukanganisa sei vashandi mumabasa?
Dambudziko rekushomeka kwemari idambudziko ratasangana naro, but iro idambudziko rinogona kungopedzwa vanhu tikaisa pfungwa pamwe chete. But kune nyaya chaiko, inyaya yekuti nyika yedu yaakuleka yatinoti ideology. Zvayaleka ideology iri kuramba ichiita flip flopping on borrowing concepts from other countries or from the Bretton Woods institutions. You get the point. Vachitipa avanofumidzwa kuti masolutions anongori intended to serve their interests chavanenge vatipa. Muno munyika tinofanira kunge tiri very clear panyaya yeideology. Isusu chino, we are a socialist class oriented trade union. We believe in following the socialist ideology. In Oguta Rushinji, where workers own the means of production, where workers must have a say muma produces our. Kana taita izozo, ta centraliza upfumi hwedu. Kana ta centraliza upfumi hwedu, unoita simba. Kana waita simba, tinokwanisa kuinvoisa to the local, international and regional markets, uchino fetcha competitive prices. Kana wasecha makosa.
We got cut off there. We'll try to reconnect. Gibbs.
Now, let me get back to you immediately, you know, after what Mr. Shamira said, Mr. Moyo. He says workers must own the means of production. I don't know whether we've got any part of the world where workers are owning means of production, you know, in most cases. It sounds a lot of some kind of socialist rhetoric. Does it even apply in Zimbabwe? Mr. Moyo?
Concept, it's a poorly concept which people want. We have not seen where it has worked all over the world. Thus, they are thinking within the ZFTU. ZFTU is not what we are looking at. We don't believe that this is the issue because in other countries, I think they are not even following that, but I think the workers are better off. We can give examples of Japan. We can give examples of South Korea. We can give examples of Brazil. This is not the concept which is being peddled by other colleagues. But if the concept is talking about can work, there's nothing wrong with people pursuing it. But we have not pursued that, and it has not worked. Maybe in the Eastern European countries where they tried to pursue it. Where are the cooperatives today? I think they did have a similar model some years back, and those things collapsed. He's supposed to tell us better where it has worked, and maybe we can copy that model. But in countries where the economies are doing very, very well, it's a different model altogether.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru regai. Titore muterero wedu kutanga vamahachi vari kuSouth Africa makadi.
Takasimba makadi mukoma.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani. Maswera muchiti nhasi.
Muno muSouth Africa takangogara. Hapana zvapanga tichiita.
Yanga iri holiday
nhasi. Pazuvara nhasi.
Yanga iri holiday.
Yanga iri holiday kubasa. Saka ndinoshanda kunivo kuchikoro chiri kumaprazi ndienda saka ndaswera ndayangozvigarirawo.
Saka muri kuona sei zuva iri? Ndakubvunzai kudaro because kuno kuAmerica yanga isiri holiday. Vane zuvo ravo ravanotiwo Labor Day asi kwete nhasi.
Zuva iri mamiriro arakaita pari zvino ndoda kutaura ndakanangana nenyika yekwedu. Panyika yekwedu izuva risisina charinoreva mukati mukurarama kwavanhu nokuda kwekuti vanhu mabasa havachina. Kurarama kwavo, kurarama chaiko chaiko, basa ratava kuti ibasa, ibasa rokuvhenda. Saka zuva iri pacharo nechimiro chemushandi harichina charinoreva mukati menyika yekwedu.
Sei muchidaro?
Ndinodaro nokuda kwekuti zuva iri raka yakanga iri kuda kuti vanhu va kure kugonaiswa mushandi, kodzero dzomushandi, mafambiro mabatirwo emushandi. Saka kana mushandi asipo zuva racho charinomirira chairo handichioni.
Ko ikoko kuSouth Africa dziri kuchengetedzwawo here kodzero dzemushandi kana kuti tichitarisawo imimi sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kusenza kuSouth Africa dziri nyore here?
muSouth Africa kodzero dzemushandi dzinotevedzerwa kusvika pane chimwe chinhano asi semaforeign nationals munyika inoyi kodzero dzedu dzakatiomei nokuda kwekuti sometimes unopuwa contract inenge ichinguva chidimbu ya unofanirwa kurinyuwa dzimwe nguri kupera kwegore regarega. Sometimes ichinetsa zvakare kukunenge kuti urinyuwe. Saka somushandi ari muSouth Africa zvakatiomei.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu hamahachi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ya, tinotenda nemiwo matiri pinza muchirongwa chenyu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Okay.
Gibbs, that's Mr. Mahachi, there teaches in South Africa. And he's saying Workers' Day in Zimbabwe is lost its glitter because, I mean, there are no workers to talk about. He says in South Africa, yes, they do respect workers' rights up to a certain level, because he says there's a foreigner working in South Africa, it's a bit difficult to have a contract that is beneficial to him. You know, they are just being given short contracts, and he says that is a bit problematic, Gibbs.
Yeah, plus I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Cassius Jays. He's a Zimbabwean working in South Africa. Mr. Jays, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir? I see
Peter Kulu. Good evening,
Peter.
I was telling you, John Muntos was a colicolapo, a Gumenjan in Nasu Catanza, Lesbapo.
Yeah, I want to say South Africa, whom you are Konoko, Moba, Msebenzi, is a second one by a seventh.
So he's working in South Africa, and he says, at least in South Africa, there are a few jobs, you know, that people can just go and work. And he says, but there are serious problems that Zimbabweans are facing there. One of them is underpayment in terms of salaries, and the second one is working long hours. He says some people work up to about 14 hours a day without any kind of, you know, overtime, and all those things are problematic. And he further said that, you know, there are no safety clothing, you know. So he says some people can get injured, and they, since they don't have papers, they don't go to any hospital. So at the end of the day, it's a serious challenge to most Zimbabwean workers.
We have comments on our Facebook page. Of course, people can go and write their comments on our English Shona and Ndebele Facebook pages. Mahia Pablo, we spent our day at home, but we are going back to work. I would like to greet the Lunga family in Nembudzia. and also Kundilunga Namsua ku South Africa. South Africa iyakaoma mwana wamai. Then we have Patrick Chiparaushe who says ini izuva rakangofanana nemama zuva nekuti handisi mushandi ndiri pa boti apa pa Botswana. Then Philly Chari anoti ameno vema pay slip isu makorokoza atina kalenda yakadaro bora mberi semazuva ose. Kudzai Kratis Mugwedere anoti togoite hedu isu tagara tiri kudzimba. And then Begin Koma anoti tiri kumine asi hapana chiri kufamba. Then tina Lazalo Mulea arikutiwo tiri kutsvaga magotsi mutaunu muzvikoro zvakuda kuvhurwa wangu. Is referring, of course, to those remarks by the Minister of Education that those who do not have cash can use goats.
Yeah.
So he says they are looking for goats. Mm. Lloyd Marungweni, anoti tirunwa wawa. They are drinking. Edwin Gwiriri, anoti kana sendi kubenga hakuna. Simbarashe Mshanga, anoti wo takachikora pa Zion, hapana mbudzi. Sounds mad. Maria Dewa Moyo, Maxwell, anoti, we have been working. I've been working hangu. Moses Zendera, anoti, tirikubasa. Master B, Wenjanja, nothing different. At work as usual. Then we have Edmo Maziva Nanga, anoti, kungo square, makagara, tamirira mari, pamusika wefojga. Tatsukira nekumirira is at the tobacco auction floor. He's saying there's no money, so they're just playing the waiting game. Jolith kufa kweimba anoti taswera takagara zvedu tichifunga nezveramangwana tichinwa. I think those are some of the comments that we have given.
Yes, and right now we've got some more comments that are trickling in. One of them is from Norma Cabo, who says in the UK they introduced a controversial concept called zero-hours contract. The zero-hours contract is a way for people to get jobs, especially if they are desperate or they want some flexibility. The problem with the zero-hours contract is that you don't have a set number of hours stated on the contract. It's as and when the employer needs you. Some people benefit from this flexibility, but it affects others adversely.
Mm-hmm.
So that's from UK there. Then we've got Jiman Masunga who says, yippee! I'm in Studio 72. I think this guy is very happy. Then what Grace Nyamutamba who says, I'm watching you guys. Thank you so much for bringing such a program. And then I've got Nko Ndlovu who says, it was a vendor's day in Zimbabwe because it seems everyone now is a vendor. Then Max Manika says, I'm watching you guys from California. Thank you, Max. Can you send us your number so that we can call you and you talk about working in USA. Then we've got another message from Max who says, what is the issue in Zimbabwe is lawlessness. Without law and order, this infrastructure decay will continue until donkeys grow horns. Maybe let's go to Chaffet.
Now, Mr. Amoy, what have happened to the tripartite negotiating forum?
The tripartite negotiating forum has been in existence for some years now, and a lot of issues came through this platform. Unfortunately, nothing much has been produced. For instance, the labor law reform, issues to do with the social contract. Up to now, we don't have a social contract, but we negotiated. As some of you might be aware that we produced the Gatoma Declaration. It was produced through negotiations at the TNF, Tripartite Negotiating Forum. Currently, we are looking at the labor law reform. But I think the challenge is the parties in that platform, especially on the side of government. Government is not committed precisely dealing with the issues. That's the reason why we are stuck in the TNF and no tangible results are coming out. But the platform is there.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Now let's go to Mr. Shamiarila. I guess he's on the line, right? Mr. Shamiarila, are you on the line?
No, not yet. I think
we got cut off then.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to catch us, Chase. Local connection, I'm not sure. James.
Yebo mfona.
Yeah, asike sikhulume lapha ke ngodaba ngani uyahlupa kakhulu ukuthi nxa sikhangele ezama contracts lezi ukuthi egoli vele ukuhamba njani njalo lokuthi kulabantu abale Zimbabwe special permits. Nxa ngabelo expire kwa mpana ukuthi umsebenzi kawusekho ngo December.
Ah, ihi kunzima ke lapho especially permit may expire kungenisa ukuthi kuzaba lonzima ngoba sikubona amalanga adlile ma ephela lawa abaqala bekhona abawenzayo abantu balahlekelwa ngumsebenzi abalungu vele baya bengasavuma umuntu umuntu azosebenza abanye bakhona then emabhenki the moment mawuvule i-account nge-passport ene-permit bagcina i-record ngale kucomputer eyokuthi i-permit yakho expakela ngenigazi the very day i-permit yakho i-expire awusakhona ukuthatha imali ebhenki somele uyoriniwa i-contract kuba nzima kakhulu into zonke nje ziyama zonke kungabi lento ehamba so asikwazi njengoba wona amaningi ama-permit la-expire umnyaka lowo phela kuzokwenzakala kodwa ngathi akusuzekube le nto ezokwenzakala ngoba abantu bazoluza izimali kumele asisavumuli nje ama-contract bazolahlela imisebenzi abanye abantu vele bazifihle ukusebenza bengela ma-permit ngoba sebebona ukuqhathe ukuthi basebenze bathole imali abayitholileyo bangasevi lutho bayisebenzise kulokuthi imali bayifake emabhenki kulokuthi baqhatshwe amasebenzi ngoba ma iphela kunobuzima obuvelayo kubangcono kwabanye ukuthi abanye babona kungcono ukuthi ngcono umlungu angi-employe vele esazi ukuthi alina-permit ngoba uyabe kwazi anginayo sizosebenzisana siya phambili so uzokuthi kumakhampani asebenza osemthethweni yo asuka awomise izinto masokunje so kulobu nzima abantu abazobhekana nabo masiya phambili lapho
ye siyabuza kakhulu-ke James ubambe khona bungayikhatshana so he says their fears that some Zimbabweans are going to lose their jobs because by December there are those Zimbabwe special permits that are expiring. So, you know, most of these workers will be on the streets and maybe some of them will be deported and all those kind of things. So he says it's a big worry.
Regai tiende kuna mkoma Donald wargu South Africa. Magadi mkoma Donald.
Ndipo mkoma Blessing Magasimbere.
Aywa, tirinani. Maskira mchiti yeko nasi.
Ah, tangoti shandi yuska kumatuyo funzo vazanzi. Mangwana motiva zivara ingira mashandari. Saka mangwana atikinda ubasa.
Oh, inga zviri nani hazi saka mangwana mune maka muri padheri makachikora.
Hati takapaka zvedu.
Saka zviri kufamba sei nhasi izuva revashandi kuSouth Africa uko muri kuona zviri kufamba zvakanaka here tichitarisa kodzero dzevashandi dzinoremekedzwa here.
Ah, kuno kuchakanakira kuno ndechekuti ivo vashandi pachavo vanoziva kodzero dzavo. Kuremekedzwa zvingaremekedzwa but vanhu vekuno vanokondrola vanogavhena nyika vavasi vatongwire zvekutungamirwa zvokungo vanoziva marights avo kuti neko vanofanirwa kuirwa nako vachitungamirwa nako direction isu kwedu kutoita vanhu vekwedu takangwara but hatine pamwe patinozokundikana pakuzotaura marights edu panyaya yemashandiro nezvimwe zvakangosiyana siyana nezvinhu zvematongerwo enyika ndozvinotikanganisa kumba.
Saka poitwa
zvanzi mushandi panenge pane basa inowanje kumba hakuna basa handizoti weka dei yangu wakungokomemorata sezvizvi zvatakagara tingoziva kubva kare but hazvisinani deposito zvinekuti inyaya yangu celebrator.
Saka
hakuchina basa racho makambani vari kuondonga pachavo ndozvinonetsa miteki iripo ndeyekuti vari kuondonga ipo zvinogarisanana ipo valley triangle kuyatonga dulet vanopamina maovhet saka vashandi vachazonzi vachaendesa nyika mberi shuga ichiwanikwa ndevapi. Saka weka zvei yacho inonguva weka zvei yekungotaura nemurume ngokome but hapachina chinidi yekuti ticharamba tichaunganidza vanhu tichiti hei weka zvei vati vanoshanda vanhu vashoma vanoshanda vasingaori.
Saka mataura nyaya yekuti vashandi vanenge vasiri kunyatsoziva kodzero dzavo poitwa sei.
Taichikumbira kuti iwo masangano akaita sana ZTT iwawo akwanise kunyapa achidzidzisa vanhu achiyeukidza vanhu marights avo nokuti tinogona nguva sekuti nyika hatina kwatiri kuinda mungova Blessing Makasai kana pasina kunyatsokujekeswa kodzero dzomushandi nokuti kunoku vanhu tozvati kana 4 o'clock ikachaya kana anga achichaya kana 4 haana kuti pai anozombonzi overtime kana kuti kudii anenge atochaisa munhu ende kana akashanda overtime anotobhadhagwa for that overtime manje kwedu ku unogona kungoshanda uchitonyengera kungoti ndingozi ndiri pabasa but pasina chaunoshandira.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma Donald
unoziva manje
tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda mukoma Blessing murande vakati hatinoramba takakutsigirai
tinotenda zvikuru. That was Donald there. He's saying that the problem in Zimbabwe might be that people don't even know their rights, so it's difficult. And he also says that it's the politics that is causing all the problems in Zimbabwe. That too must change, you know, to ensure that workers' rights are actually respected. And tine mkoma Moses Mlambo. Magadi mkoma Moses?
Upo magadi mo.
Aywa, tirina anitu zeudu nasi maskura mchiti eva Mlambo.
Ah, dasura chungo tingisa tingisa. Zitu kutrara.
Mahamchi tingisu ya?
I know things are at the moon, Fojane, Rasiana, Siana, Zongo, Snonga, and Sala.
Munim Tingesa, good Majimararo.
And you go Bikita.
Oh, Bikita, Oko, Salam, looking at our Pama Baz, we want to go food out.
And looking at Pama Baz, you know, Ningoji, food out, Ningoji, and around the moon, Rasiana, Siana. Asi tanchingo shanda zimazwa isi nukuti zimazwa zinomira zukema.
Asi mune chibi mbele chakuti zinducha gazirika.
Asi mba atina mieno kena mara zakuda umari.
Kwa mno kosha ya chibi mbo sui da hibu koba mlap.
I was able to get a lot of money.
Hai wazu leta asu wakanaka ya wazu nukutenda eva Mlambo ni kupina mchirongwa chedu
nukutenda mkuma blessing
mburambe mchifona tunutenda skuru
nakanaka ima ita vinyo
tunutenda that's Moses Mlambo there in Bikita in Masingo. He says he is a vendor but he had no choice today except to go to work, but he's not very hopeful about Zimbabwe's future. Of course, he's saying all is not well, and only God can help this crisis, because it is now beyond any human control. That's how he feels. Kid.
So it's scary a little bit, right? No, got some mail messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Sikumbuzo Moyo, Upala City. Abachamunge vele kuna manja bantu ngoba kukanya ngazani kuyachupa kuna ngale Zimbabwe. Then what Shelton K is Mbwinye, who says, we're at work right now, and we're hearing only from social media that today is a holiday and that is workers' day. Then what Restmore, who says, there's nothing to celebrate when things are like this in Zimbabwe. Mr. Mugabe and his disciples must go. We have had enough of this. Then we've got Chikopa, Mark E, who says, are there any workers anymore in Zimbabwe? I doubt. Then we've got Zamani Nyati, who says, yeah, it's true. There's nothing to celebrate. We are suffering in this country. And then the same is was expressed by Perpetual Kondo Mukabe, who says, yeah, there's nothing to celebrate. Absolutely nothing. Then Munyarati Mitsi says, can you guys phone me? I think we have to forward this number to the producer. Then we've got Tembani Jwayo, who says, today was just an ordinary day. So, Mr. Moyo, you can hear some of these views being expressed by, you know, Zimbabweans. Some are saying today it was just an ordinary day. Some are saying, you know, a lot of things. So, is there any hope for workers? You know, for a better change?
Give up. Workers are there. I did indicate earlier that I think the place of work has shifted over time. Much of the work is now informal. Those who spend the day, I think, kumfika. Mshandi chaye, aningari kumba, achibigira vana, mshandi, arugutswaga vasa, mshandi. Do we have workers in Zimbabwe? Yes, we do have workers in Zimbabwe. I think the environment in which they are working is different from yesterday or yesteryear's environment. And I did earlier indicate that it is more important today to talk about the day, because in fact the day came as a result of the workers fighting for their rights.
Mm-hmm.
So when things are turning out to be a bit bad, it is the time that we need time and again to sit down and reflect and discuss about how do we go forward. So in our view, it is necessary that every year when we have such an opportunity, we talk about these things. We talk about people in Wange, in Shabane, who lost their jobs. Thousands of people who lost their jobs because of Chijausu judgment. Thousands of people who are roaming the street selling tomatoes. We should be talking about thousands of graduates who are just being shunned out of colleges and are looking for employment. We should be talking about this. So to me, it is necessary that we have to gather time and again as workers and reflect about these issues and talk about what can be done, who is wrong. Is it Mugabe and his cronies? If it is Mugabe and his cronies, what do we do? I think we did indicate this afternoon that we expect everyone to go and register and vote. Vote for a government of your choice. Vote for a council of your choice. Vote for an MP for your choice. And vote for a president for your own choice. A president is going to make sure that things are done properly. A president is going to make sure that jobs are brought back into the country. A president is going to make sure that investors are coming back into the country. This is what we're supposed to be talking about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Swanda, who is a labor consultant based in Bulawayo. Mr. Swanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Swanda, tell us about the situation in Bulawayo. We understand, like in most parts of the country, many industries, especially the manufacturing sector, many industries are closing shop. What is happening?
I would say the situation in Bulawayo is more than dire.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that a large number of industries which were the backbone of our economy are gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're in a position where they can be resuscitated, just like some people think is pouring of the money
mm-hmm.
into those industries and we recover them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a situation where if you take, for example, the Plumtree Road into town, most of those, almost all the industries that we used to know in that route are gone. You can actually count the businesses that are still alive in your hands, and those that are still alive are struggling. Maybe workers have been paid for months, or the business that comes into those business is about 10, 15, 20%, or there is nothing at all. You don't see the worker that used to be there at knocking off time in the industry. The industries are gone. The workers have actually been reduced to informal industry workers. Some have gone back to the villages. Some have left for countries like South Africa. But there is literally no industry to talk about. That's the long and short of it.
Mm-hmm. And looking at workers' rights, and I know that you actually interact with workers and employers. What is the situation like right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
in terms of the relations between workers and their employers?
I think at the moment, the workers and employers are in a position where they both know that the problem does not lie with the employers per se,
mm-hmm.
but it lies with the national economy on the whole. There are indeed a few employers who are obviously have got problems with workers, or workers who have problems with employers. But mm-hmm. by and large, you would find the levels of cooperation between employers and workers have never been achieved before, because you have situations where employers and workers sit together and try to share the small cake that is available. And the dispute resolution machinery that was put up by government,
mm-hmm.
you find, is actually largely idle. I used to go, for example, to the various Ministry of Labor offices. You would find people queuing in benches outside those offices.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they are very few people that actually are queuing there for dispute resolution. One, because the industries are not there. And secondly, because the amendment legislation that we have is made in such a way that most workers find it useless to actually litigate. The reason being that the law makes it very simple for the employer to actually retrench the workers.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you get reinstated after a dispute has actually been resolved, your chances of actually losing your job through retrenchment or other means is actually very much there. And the new system where all disputes are actually channeled to the labor court, they can no longer be resolved at local level, actually discourages work from even starting up, because there is a risk of losing a case with costs, and if you lose with costs, the legal that you have is actually lost as well. There are many other reasons, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Regai tiende kuna mkoma Thomas, variku United Kingdom, Britain. Magadi mkoma Thomas. Hello, mkoma Thomas.
Magazimba.
Ayo, atirinani, kurisei kuungirandeo.
Ungirandi kune makore settlement gandhi zino.
Mm-hmm.
Yehe.
Saka nasma chereche zao ili zuwai.
Hello?
Ndati nasma chereche zao ili zuwari wa shandi iti.
Ndandi kubasa asangu, but hey, sinori chereche za, because nge kichirara ama nge kishanda.
Mhm. Right. Asi zviri nyore here se mwana weZimbabwe kuti ngo uchisedza ku Britain ikoko kana kuti zvinenge zvichiti netseiwo se munhu anenge asiri kumusha.
Awa kunetsa zvinonetsa asi nokuda kwamaitiro edu isu ndingangoti zvangu vanhu vatema in general. Tinoita kuti zvinhu zvitinetse because zvaisafarira kuti kuye zvichiti netsa diitire vanhu vanoseenzesa njere. Toti kubvira data hatingangosiyani zvekublema leadership. I'm talking Africa in general, Zimbabwe of course included. You find this hatidi kugadzirisa nzvimbo dzetinogara. Tinowana kana ivo vatungamiri vanotitungamira vanotobva kuvaka mahospitari vachi akanaka vachida kuzorapwa kuno. Instead of which I got to some hospital, I was trapped up with Michelle. He asked to know more guys, diploma, the Jataka colonizer, and things like that. At this stage, at Jataka colonizer, we need to bring another thing up for that. Nah, Jataka family was so far away. I was like, oh, no, it's really so good. Because, you know, they are flourishing. Today, Susu, when I say, I'm going to go on the other next door. Kufara nesadza rawandopata pa next door asi kumba kwako kusina kana upo. Wotofamba uchipozera vanhu muroad. Ndoku mentality yetinayo. Problem yedu yekuAfrica yajumba kuti it's not only the problem of leadership, yendingati windmill, because it's the problem of the wind as well. Isusu vanhu vachona, because the windmill can only turn in the direction determined by the wind. Isusu vanhu vachona tinoda kubraibhiwa tigovhotera kana munhu asingakodzeri kunge ari pa whatever chinzvimbo. Tichikoswa kuti by doing that we are prolonging our suffering. So tine tambudziko, tina matambudziko maviri kuAfrica, iro rewindmill ne wind,
yeah.
Electorate and leadership. Because vanhu vachona kana leadership yakatosistada ikationa kuti hatinongoda kungopaona zviri padhuze panika mbudzi yakasungirirwa pamuti inokwanisa kungorya panosvika tambo chete cheroko mberi kumirisa, because taisafara kunge takapararira pasi rese namaresources etinawo kuAfrica.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Thomas nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you.
So, and Gibbs, you heard there from Thomas. I think he was also mixing it up. So, I think you are getting the essence of what he's saying. But basically, saying for Africa's problems, he does not only blame the leaders, but also the electorate. Mm-hmm. You know, he says some people are easily bribed, and therefore, you know...
And they have it.
Exactly. If you have poor leaders, it's because of your choices. Mm-hmm. And then you must live by them. So he says that that issue of corruption is what is has destroyed many African economies.
Yes. Where were Baba Cassius Jays? You can remember it to that.
Yeah,
in Kwanaba. Yeah, in Kwanaba, Unzuru Baba Lape Kulume City, Occupy Africa, Les Babo Civil, Utavan to Baz Ting, Avantomele, Baba Kokele. So akukho kunye yibo abazonelayo so kugcina sokunjalo ngamafutshane nje ngobesika sephambili.
Hayi, singabasola abantu sithi abakhethi kahle iy'nkokheli zabo kodwa nakhona iy'nkokheli zangikhona eze-Afrika esizibonayo azifuni ukuphuma esikhundleni ma isikhathi sesifikile. Siyakubona eZimbabwe kwenzakele ama-elections adlulileyo lawa kube lo lokuzimisa kwabantu ukuthi bakhethe uhulumente abafuna kodwa kwehlule ukuthi aphume lo uhulumente okusaya khona manje. So I think i-problem esinayo i-Africa ngeyokuthi umuntu ongenileyo esikhundleni usuka asenze isikhundla sakhe angakuthathi njengokuthi ngumsebenzi okumele asebenze aphume kubuye omunye azosebenza. I-problem esinayo abantu abanacala kakhulu esingabanika lona lisinje so siyavota siyathinta izinto kodwa kuyehlula ama-African leaders kavume ukuthi imisebenzi.
Yes, I was a colleague. James, go up for one point now. I won't get a grandpa.
Let's go back to Mr. Moyo. And Mr. Moyo, one other issue that is bothering as Zimbabweans is the issue of even the pensioners. So if you are a worker now, you are working, you are not being paid. You retire, pensions are also difficult. You know, to get from NASA. What's happening there?
I think the biggest challenge now has been how the pensions are structured. I think the law currently favors the administrators. So we have seen instances where the administrators are the ones who are getting richer, meaning those who are administering the pensions. But the pensioners themselves, a lot of them are wallowing in poverty, but the pension houses are getting rich. I think what we need to do, and what we have been discussing with the government currently, is to change the structure in which the pensions are administered. That's the first thing. And then, of course, the second thing which is prevalent now is a situation where the companies are not remitting those pensions even to the administrators. So when a person retires, he discovers that company A or company B where he was working or she was working, he has not been remitting pension to the pension house. So that person loses out. So these are the challenges we are currently facing as Zimbabwe workers. I think the pensioners are getting a raw deal on both sides.
Yeah, maybe Gibbs, we have a short video on what was happening in Mashonaland West, where our reporter Athach Goria was. Let's just quickly take a listen.
Urumende chanisa makoti as an oppressive tool ku mizabashani doche kutanga ichocho kokwe mutambo wedu mutambo ndiwe vashandi urumende yava kutukoka ku mutambo wedu isuvarindi. Saka asikwanisike kutichende ikoko uye aina kubvira yatikoka yakakoka maaffiliates edu kutiende ikoko nevamwe vanhu vainotyidzana navo kuti vaende kumutambo iwoyo. Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union for the record aina kunge yadanwa kumutambo iwoyo. Saka tazviona kuti isu sevashandi tiende kwedu patinonorangarira zuva revashandi zvichikonzerwa nekuda kwekuti hatina chatiri kupemberera pazuva iri. Hurumende iri kupemberera zuva iri asi vashandi havana chavari kupemberera nekuda kwematambudziko ari munyika. Vashandi havasi kuwana mari dzavo, vashandi havasi kuwana kodzero dzavo zvichitoredzerwa nekuda kwehurumende yedu iri pachigaro iri kutonga. Hurumende yava Mugabe ine udzvanyiriro. Saka izvozvo ndo zvaita kuti isisu tiuye kuno kunzvimbo yealaska Dolomite uyezve kanzuru yeguta rechinoi yakatinyima stadium nekuda kwekuti vanenge vachingoda kuti mabasa evashandi asabudirire. rinorava gore rechitatu kanzuri yechinoyi inotunga mirirwa nevanhu vezano vachitinyima chi nzvimbo yekuitira mitambo yedu ndisaka tichikwanu kachitate tichiuya kuno hurumende yedu iri kuendera mberi ichiita zvinhu zvefeki semaonero amunoita with the fake currency that is being legislated.
Sentiments there from ZCTU worker in Mashonaland West Alaska. Tinemwe muteereri vaJerry Ncube vari kuGogwe makadi.
Hey people makadizi.
Aiwa tiripo panga parise paGogwe nhasa.
PaGogwe tinongodaro nongotambura takadaro.
Zvemutowa kumwakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Kungotenderera iwo ndo vasingadizi kubva pamabasa saka vazivi makodzero dzevashandi vaivaziva kodzero dzevashandi nokuti vese vane malimiti kakuti musoja anoguma pa50 maticha anoguma pa50 asi havana pavanogumira saka zvinonetsa kuti tichengetedze kodzero dzedu dzevashandi
saka imi maswera muchiitei manje.
Nhasi ndaswera zvangu ndichirima handiri papenjeni asi iri kunetsa kuwanda.
Zviri kufamba sei kana maenda unotsvaga penjeni? Zvinofamba sei mukana unotsvaga mari dzenyu dzepenjeni?
Ikono ndangorarama nekupa vemabhizinisi ongonoswaipa ndozopuwa hangu zvemashoma.
Saka inenge iri mari pamwedzi?
Ma1,70.
Asi kuti muiwane ibasa.
Ibasa. Uye chimwe chitsotsi chandaziva kuti mukagara muchindibata ndoda kugara chiyamura vevamwe maorganization maparties aya. Kunoku izvozvi vava kutoita zvokuungadza masabhuku nemanhingi nemachifu vachiti tiri vanhu venhingi chiri veiyi nhingi chiri yeku45 vachiti ndeve zeki vachiti masabhuku ngaanyore vanhu vavo monovhota mune asabhuku yenyu chindo zvakudoitiwa.
Haiwa zvatichaita tichazokufonerai timbonzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei paGogwe.
Mupote muchindipata ndichikupai maupdate.
Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru vaNcube.
Thanks.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's the Mr. Ncube there in Rogogwe. He's retired but he's saying it's difficult to get his pension gifts.
Sibuyerekese kubaba uJaffet Moyo usakhona icinga nobaba?
Yebo.
Yebo sizangena sibanda laye kodwa ifoni yakhe ngangisiqhumekile. So nxa usungavala khonapho ungathini ke ukhuluma ngezisebenzi ezimbabwe?
Izisebenzi ezimbabwe zithwele nzima nje. Udube yilo lolukhunywa ngabantu bonke abaningi. I think what has happened is people have been disempowered. Iko kungani nje bayathengwa ukuthi bevotele vanavo abavusayo kwamanje. UZulu wemaphandleni abadinga abaningi ukuthi ukuze bevotele vanavo bayikhona ukuthi iko labo abathola kone kukudla abathola kone nhlanyelo. Langapha lapha emadorobheni ukuze umuntu nje athi business lakhe lingasukuma sokufanele singathi ngesilunga i-patronism. Yikho abakwenzayo so ukuze ubonakale ngani yaphumelela ikuthi usondele eduzane laba abadlayo. So izinto nje zazimanga kakuhle kodwa thina njengezisebenzi sibona ngathiwa nje ikusasa yethu izabahle lokhu esiqhubekela phambili sisima ngeqiniso angazake sivume ukuthengwa.
Ye amabili amathathu jays pokuvala khonapho
kanze ukuxwayisa abezimbabwe abasenzele South Africa ukuthi njengoba uhulumende engacaci ukuthi uza kwenzela namasebelungele ukuthi mamuya kuphela uhulumende engakhuphanga isinqumo esifaneleyo kumele bazimisele ukuthi bazikhuthizimali zabo emabhenki ngesikhathi esincane ngoba
bazoyabonga. Baba James, thank you so much. Time is not our best ally. I want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Japheth Moyo, ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Kenya Siamiarira, ZFTU Secretary General, Mr. Cassius Jays, Simani, Zimbabwean working in South Africa, and also Mr. Davis Ndumiso Sibanda, a labor expert based in Bulawayo. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Zube saying good night, Zimbabwe.